It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
This is the fifth year in a row where our agency was recognized by AAA with a Platinum Award for traffic safety. This is the fifth year where we have seen traffic crashes drop. And in 2020, there were 137 crashes in town, while back in 2015, there were 306. Every year since 2015, we've seen a drop in our crashes in the community, which is kind of interesting because last year we also saw a new low in traffic citations. So we only issued 674 citations. You know, people are always like, oh, well, you know, what are those for? You know, you guys are probably just writing lots of seatbelt tickets. And that's not even close to the reality. 33% of those citations were for no insurance, and 20% were for stop sign violations, while only 11% of the grand total were for seatbelt violations. In comparison, this is only one-third of the total citations that we issued in 2018. So back in 2018, we issued 1,861 traffic citations. This past year, only 674. So we did make a little over 1,100 total traffic stops. So that means that not everybody gets a ticket, right? We want to look at the totality of the circumstances, use the lowest level of enforcement to gain the highest level of voluntary compliance. So not everybody gets a ticket because that would be not very smart. And we like smart policing. So we also issued 454 warnings. So I think that's a good deal as well.
I thought it was interesting. Very recently had a robbery in Parsons and were able to identify a possible getaway car that was stopped in Erie on a traffic violation. Sometimes those traffic stops may lead to other things besides just the traffic violation.
It really does. If you look across the United States, the vast majority of warrant arrests, narcotics arrests, drunk drivers, suspended drivers, those all come from traffic stops. If you look at individuals who are on the terrorist watch list, and there are several thousand, the majority of those contacts have come from traffic stops. We try to teach officers in the basic academy and throughout their career to also look beyond the violation that they stop somebody. You alluded to the fact, things like brake light that's out, somebody kind of does a rolling stop through a stop sign. Maybe those are not necessarily the biggest violations, but they're a good reason for an officer to stop and have a little bit of community engagement.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.